This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. A quick update for you here. President Trump fired Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense. This is a clear indication that Trump needs to put patriots in position at the head of the national defense infrastructure, including the Pentagon, because Trump plans to deploy the military, probably to put down an illegal coup, an insurrection by the radical left, which is what this election was. I mean, this election was rigged. The votes were stuffed, you know, so obviously. I'm not going to go into details because you've seen it all. Numbers just magically changing. Minus 20,000 for Trump. At the same time, it's plus 20,000 for Joe Biden, like live on CNN in the background. Just boom, the numbers just flipped, right? You've seen all this, the ballot stuffing, the backdating of ballots, the destruction of Trump ballots, all these things. It's an insurrection against the United States of America. And one of the options that Trump has in dealing with this is to invoke the Insurrection Act. Now, what we've got to note here is that in an interview, seems like it was over a month ago, President Trump said that left-wing uprisings are an insurrection and that he could use the military to deal with them very, very quickly. Now, at the time, we all thought that Trump was talking about the Antifa mobs, Black Lives Matter mobs, and other left-wing mobs that were burning down, you know, cities like Portland and Seattle and so on. We thought he was talking about that. And to some extent, he was. But he was also indicating that he understands the role of the military in putting down insurrections, no matter when they happen or no matter how they start. So there can be many different types of insurrections against the United States of America. One of them is an election coup attempt by stealing the elections with the help of big tech, which is being run by communist China, and the help of the dishonest fake news media, which is run by treasonous actors who have pledged to try to destroy the United States of America, such as the people on CNN who love communism and socialism and talk about how they want to take down America as founded. So Trump is getting ready to do something big that involves the military. It's going to be huge. And obviously he needed Esper out of the way because Esper is a deep state swamp creature. Can't have swamp creatures in the way if we're getting ready to, you know, deploy the military. Now, let's bring up the concept of martial law. Stuart Rhodes, constitutional scholar and founder of Oath Keepers, he corrected me in the past and he said, Mike, it's not martial law if Trump is in charge of troops on the streets. That's not martial law. Martial law is when the military is in charge without elected officials. But if there is an elected official there, and we've elected President Trump, if he's in charge and he's directing the military to stop an insurrection, an illegal coup attempt against the United States of America, that isn't martial law, even if there are tanks on the streets. By the way, just letting you know. That's not martial law. That is putting down an insurrection. And Trump has every right to do that. In fact, Congress granted that right to every president in, I believe, 1806, if I'm not mistaken. And that Insurrection Act has been invoked by, I believe, 21 different presidents over the years. So it's not like this is something that's never been done before. This has been used by lots of presidents. It's just that this insurrection is the largest ever, probably since the Civil War. And so Trump has every right, and in fact, you could argue a responsibility, a duty, to deploy the military domestically to put down this illegal insurrection and coup attempt against the United States of America. So you see, when the states, the state capitals especially, being run by Democrats, are so corrupt that you can't even trust cities like Philadelphia, for example, to count votes accurately without destroying Trump ballots or rigging the elections. When you can't even count on Democrat states to do this honestly, and when they deliberately conspire to rig an election outcome in order to illegally install an unelected, globalist-controlled, you know, communist-controlled bureaucrat in office, i.e. Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, then yes, Trump has a right and a duty to use the military domestically to stop the insurrection and restore the rule of law, restore the republic back to the people. More people voted for Trump than voted for Biden, by far. Trump won the popular vote. And based on the information I'm getting from various sources now, it looks like Trump won the popular vote by 2-1. They had to rig so many votes for Biden to overturn the election that, you know, the trail of evidence they left in fabricating pro-Biden votes was so huge that that's what's going to be their undoing. It's inescapable. And when this goes to court, you know, the evidence, and it's already going to court, the lawsuits have been filed. When the evidence comes out, the illegal vote stuffing for Biden gets thrown out and Trump wins in a landslide. But just the fact that they tried to do this is itself an illegal insurrection attempt. It's a coup, or an attempted coup, and it must be dealt with accordingly. Now, Trump has plans in place to do that. And the fact that you are now publicly seeing the firing of Mark Esper is a confirmation that Trump is proceeding with these plans that have already been unleashed, that are rolling out. And Trump's got plenty of time to do this, by the way. Don't forget that back in 2000, Al Gore was declared the president-elect for 37 days before that was overturned by the Supreme Court. Now what you have is President Trump, who knew this was going to happen in advance. He made plans in advance, and he knew who he was going to fire right after the election in order to be able to activate his national defense plans. And after firing Mark Esper, guess who he put in his place? Well, I forgot the guy's name, but it's the guy who's the head of the counterterrorism task force or counterterrorism unit of the federal government. I forgot the official name, but it's a counterterrorism guy who is more of a patriot. And so that guy is being put now in charge of the, you know, the National Defense Armed Forces, because Trump's got orders just about ready to go. And those orders are going to include, I believe, arrest all the traitors. They've got a list, and it's thousands of people. Arrest the traitors, seize the tech companies that have been carrying out criminal activities in collusion with communist China to try to take down the United States of America, seize those companies, and do a recount under military control, where the Democrats don't get to control everything and they can't just block GOP observers. Instead, the military is going to oversee the recount, and then we'll get the real results after that, and we'll know just how big Trump's victory really was. So that's what's coming. So be ready for that. The action has already begun. There's a lot more yet to come. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out my podcast at brightown.com and read my articles at naturalnews.com.